It's Brad Evans from BetMGM Tonight, and you can catch us weeknights from 6 to 11 on the Bet 1520.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Good song. I'm married. I can't relate to what Jay-Z sang. Our bets for tonight will close the show. Looking forward to that, coming up about 20 minutes from now. But a bunch to do until then. Major League Baseball trade deadline, 6 days away. And you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers and other teams were watching last night's Detroit Tigers game as the Tigers lost yet again. Now losers of three in a row, losing 8-5 to the Baltimore Orioles. Now 7 games under 500 with the trade deadline 6 days away. Now, is it possible that the Tigers have a couple games left against the Orioles and then a 3-game set against the Athletics? Is it possible that they rattle off 5 wins in a row? Sure. Doesn't feel likely, though. And even if they do, are the Tigers really going to delude themselves into believing that they are true, legitimate contenders in the American League? So if the Tigers continue, and remember, this isn't me giving you this opinion. Not that I'm not credible to do that. But look, we had Jim Bowden on the show last week. SiriusXM MLB Network Radio, CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, former MLB Executive of the Year in 1999 when he ran the Cincinnati Reds. He said last week on the show that the Tigers are going to see how this goes over the next week and a half, and if they feel like they could possibly be in contention, that they're going to keep Tarik Skubal. That's not what's happening. If I had to guess right now, and who knows, right? Because the Tigers don't seem to be an incredibly well-run organization, so who knows? My guess is they're going to deal him. I would if I were them. You can't risk losing him. And you will get an absolute haul if you deal him. You know the Dodgers are watching. With their insane farm system, the Dodgers could trade for Skubal. They could extend him. They could give him that contract. They have that kind of money. So if that happens, and I would say that if I were setting a betting market, that would be the favorite for me, is the Dodgers acquire Tarik Skubal. It obviously makes them an even bigger favorite to go back to the World Series for the third straight year and try to win 3 straight for the first time since my Yankees did it in 98, 99, and 2000. Does that mean, if they get Skubal, that the rest of the National League should just pack it in and say, you know what, we're good. Dodgers got it this year. We'll live to fight another day. Of course not. Let's talk about two teams in the National League. The first will be the Milwaukee Brewers, fronted by absolute all-world megastar young pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, who is just 24 years old. And just anecdotal, right? This weekend, I fly to Florida with my wife and my daughter for a family baptism. And I'm with a couple guys that are the family, friends of the whatever. Big sports fans, right? They're talking to me about Jacob Mizorowski. They love baseball. Jacob Mizorowski is not a crossover athlete yet in the sense that you'd hear a non-big baseball fan talk about him. But if you're a baseball fan, this guy is front and center in front of mind. Huge favorite to win NL Cy Young, minus 275 at BetMGM. Struck out 11 of the first 12 batters in his last start over the weekend. Struck out the first 7 batters of the game. Became the first pitcher since 1920 to strike out 11 batters or more for the first 4 innings of a game with 0 hits allowed. He's historic. He's unbelievable. Now, the Brewers have been clutch hitting all season. The Brewers have a great manager in Pat Murphy. They've got Mizorowski, obviously. The Brewers are a really good team. They need some bop. They need another bat. And if I'm Milwaukee right now, and you're any team, this goes for the AL also, and you fancy yourself a World Series contender, if you feel like the Dodgers can really get Tarik Skubal, you got to do something. You have to do something. I want to see Milwaukee go out and get a bat. Need some power heading into the postseason. The other team would be the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies, I think, absolutely have everything needed to topple the Dodgers and maybe even win the World Series this year. I've talked a lot about how I like the decision to move on for Rob Thompson, try something new. Of course, they tug at my heartstrings by making former Yankee Don Mattingly's the manager now. So I have a soft spot for the Phillies. The Phillies, you know, frontline three pitchers, right? With Sanchez and Wheeler and Luzardo, they've been unbelievable this year, right? And obviously, they've got studs in the lineup as well. They've got to do something, though. Like, you can't go to war against the Dodgers, especially if they get Skubal with this. I want to see the Phillies get aggressive. I want to see the Brewers get aggressive in the National League. And just to go back to the AL and my Yankees. So, Cody Bellinger over the weekend, and to be fair, the Yankees did take 2-3 against the Phillies this weekend. You got a Cam Schlittler masterclass on Friday night. He was tremendous, beat the Phillies 1-0. Max Fried's back. He doesn't look great, but it's nice to have him back in the lineup. They win last night. Cody Bellinger, left hamstring strain, out 4 to 6 weeks. It's not what you want. But look, Bellinger, all-star game MVP. You can't mess around with the hammy, because if you re-aggravate it, like, you're done for the season. And they need him for October, right? So he's out 4 to 6 weeks. We still don't know when Judge is coming back. Stanton's been out. What a surprise that he's been out injured for a long time. When's he coming back? The Yankees cannot afford to stand pat. I don't think they're going to. We've heard Mason Miller rumored, right? The great Padres closer, the best reliever in baseball. Do the Yankees make a play for him to pair with Bednar? And Miller would obviously be the main closer, but Bednar would be like your eighth inning guy. How good is that? I certainly like that. I don't know if you're Brian Cashman and you're Aaron Boone and you're the Yankees, if you can just count on it, count on everyone's back and everybody's healthy. Now, I don't think the Yankees are winning the World Series no matter what. I'm on record saying that for years, as long as Cashman and Boone are in charge. But, like, if you were going to construct a scenario, like, here's how it happens. You need all three of those guys healthy, right? You need Bellinger healthy, you need Stanton healthy, and of course you need the best player in the American League. You need Aaron Judge healthy also. Is that going to happen? I don't know if you can bank on it. You can bank on that happening. Ergo, you have to bring in a bat. Yankees, Phillies, Brewers absolutely have got to be aggressive over the course of the next 6 days, because again, it's my expectation that the rich will get richer. And I believe that when it's all said and done, things can change. But my belief right now is that the Los Angeles Dodgers will emerge as the winners of the Tarek Skubal sweepstakes. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. A couple other takes for you before we give you our bets and bid you adieu on this Tuesday. Numero uno. There is an NBA superstar that needs to demand a trade. Ounce. I don't think it will happen. We had Zach Harper from The Athletic and NBA Radio on the show yesterday, and he doesn't think it'll happen either. And if you ask NBA fans, members of the NBA media, and this is not me making the case that they're wrong, I think they're right, that this won't happen. What I'm saying is, I believe it should. Steph Curry needs to demand a trade from the Golden State Warriors. He should ask out yesterday from Golden State. Now, I don't think he will. I do think whether it means something to me or not is immaterial. He's his own man. He's his own person. He can do what he wants, right? All accounts say that Steph Curry wants to play his entire career with one team. Start and finish his career with the Golden State Warriors. And I guess there's like something admirable about that. I don't think there is. And you can say, well, you're not loyal. Okay, like, here's my question for you then, moron. I love you. Thank you for listening and watching. Do you think the Golden State Warriors have done enough for Steph Curry here in the twilight of his career? And really, and I understand they won a title in 22 because of him. Have they done enough since they lost to the Raptors in the 19 NBA Finals? Have they? And be honest, have they? They've been doing this, like, Marvel Universe, like, two-timeline sort of deal. Like, there's today, and then there's, like, the multiverse. Like, with Kang, and Doctor Doom, and Jonathan Kuminga, and James Wiseman. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. This offseason, by all reports, I'm not involved in these conversations. I just go by what I think. Bill Simmons on The Ringer is really plugged in. He talked about it over the weekend, that the Warriors didn't make a good enough offer for Jaylen Brown. And think about it, right? They wanted LeBron. What pushed LeBron to go to Philadelphia was the thing that got him over the line there, Jaylen Brown. What happens if the Warriors trade for Jaylen Brown? Does LeBron go there? Probably yes, right? What's the percent chance the Golden State Warriors win the NBA title this season? And if you took that percent chance and multiplied it by a million, what would it be? The answer, zero. Zero. What's the chance they win it next year? Take the chance. Multiply it by a million. Shine it up real nice. Turn that son of a bitch sideways and stick it straight up you know where. Zero. Zero. Why should 38-year-old Steph Curry languish of his career? Languish as the 9 seed in the West, or maybe they're the 6 seed and get bounced in the first round. Why should that be what happened? Loyalty? Why? Just because he's been there his whole career? Really? You think this is not Milwaukee? Giannis won one title in Milwaukee. You think the Bay Area will ever dislike Steph Curry? MVPs, 4 championships? Stop. Come on. He resuscitated that. That franchise was not dead, but it was on life support before Curry brought them out of it, out of the abyss. Why should he finish his career in Golden State? Other than loyalty, why should he? Now, I'm not him. He can do what he wants. He's earned that right. He's his own man. He's an all-time great. He's an absolute living legend. If it were me, and you can criticize me for this, and I don't care. If it were me, I'd want to win one more championship. That's just me. He can do whatever he wants. So too can our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who joins now with the trivia question of the day. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I am good, Nick. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. Thank you.
I would hope so. Been an awesome show. All right, let's dive into the trivia here. Carrington Harrison got me thinking about this one when he brought up the statistic earlier in the show that the Kansas City Chiefs have not had a 1,000 rusher since 2017, going on almost a decade. So I had to go back and look at that a little bit. So, Nick, the question to you, Kansas City Chiefs have had 6 different 1,000-yard rushers since 1990. I want you to name them all.
Okay. So what was the question going to be before that? Just out of curiosity. Topic.
We were working on a New England Patriots theme, and I jumped off of it to move over to this.
Okay, this is a good question. Okay, ready?
Yeah, some of these you'll get easily.
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Christian Okoye did it twice, yep.
Barry, oh my word.
That was the one I thought might trick you up. Barry Word did it once in 1990.
Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes did it 3 times.
Larry Johnson.
Twice.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt did it once.
And Ray's nephew, Jamal.
Jamal Charles 5 times. That is the list.
So Barry Word is the one you didn't think I would get.
I thought you might get tripped up on Barry Word a little bit.
Well, to be fair, I did forget Chris Warren last week, so I can't call you ye of little faith. So, yeah. Barry Word somehow.
You destroyed that question. Well done.
Yeah, listen, to be fair, Charles, Larry Johnson, and Priest Holmes were all like fantasy football monsters, like unlikely to be forgotten by people. And then it's just, we knew Kareem Hunt because Carrington had mentioned him, and then it's just, do you remember the 1-2 punch from the 90s?
Fair.
Here's a trivia question for you. You're going to get this right. You're the only person on the crew that will get this question right. But I would be shocked if you got this wrong.
All right, let's see.
You may be able to answer the question before I'm done with it. Famous Monday Night Football game in the late, maybe 1989. Christian Okoye. It's a famous play. Christian Okoye. Steve Atwater of the Denver Broncos. I knew you'd get it right before I even asked the question. So Steve Atwater absolutely blew up Christian Okoye and like knocked him backwards in a famous Monday night play when Okoye was at like the height of his powers. Second trivia question for you. You probably won't get this one. That same season, I think it was Greg Bell maybe. Was he on the Rams? I don't know who the Broncos running back was. Steve Sewell maybe? I'm going to give away the team. The Giants had a goal line stand in Denver in 1989. On a fourth down play, a giant defender stuffed the Broncos running back, and they lost a couple yards on a famous fourth and one. Famous play for the Giants, at least. Name the Giants defensive player.
I don't remember this play. I'll go with Jim Burt.
The answer is Gary Reasons. So another white Giants defensive player. We'll take a break on the other side. Our bets will wrap it up here on Tuesday on Westwood One Sports.
The NBA has reshaped in one summer. LeBron and Jaylen Brown are in Philly. Giannis is headed to Miami. Paul George is a Celtic. And that's just the Eastern Conference. Who will challenge the Knicks for the NBA crown? Westwood One Sports.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.